This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Douglas County petition drive races to expand commission from 3 to 5. A bipartisan volunteer campaign must gather 15,046 verified signatures by August 1 to put commission expansion on the November ballot. Representative Bob Marshall calls the state's 8% signature threshold an incumbent protection racket. Castle Rock. A bipartisan volunteer campaign is racing to gather enough signatures to ask Douglas County voters this November whether to expand their Board of County Commissioners from 3 at-large seats to 5 seats elected by district. The 3-5 Douglas County petition drive, led by organizer Angela Thomas with roughly 80 circulators, must turn in 15,046 verified signatures from registered county voters by August 1 to qualify for the ballot, CBS Colorado reported. With the deadline near, volunteers have pressed hard through mid-July. Representative Bob Marshall, a Democrat who represents House District 43 in Highlands Ranch, has become a leading advocate for the reform in a Republican-leaning county where the campaign draws Republicans, Democrats, and Independents alike. He made the case on The Kim Monson Show on July 14. The reform rests on a provision of the Colorado Constitution adopted in 1902. Under Article 14, Section 6, once a county's population reaches 70,000, its board may consist of 5 members. Douglas County, with almost 400,000 residents, still elects 3. A separate state law, CRS 30-10-306.5, lets citizens place the question on the ballot by petition, but sets an unusually high bar, signatures equal to 8% of the county's vote for Secretary of State in the last general election, which was 2022 for this cycle. That 8% requirement is nearly double the 5% threshold Colorado sets for school board changes, home rule, and statewide ballot initiatives. This is like an incumbent protection racket, Marshall said on the show. Marshall's central argument is structural. Electing all 3 commissioners at large, where every voter in the county helps pick each seat, leaves distinct communities without a representative of their own. Getting rid of these at-large districts, they're always used to keep down political minorities, Marshall said. It doesn't matter who the political minorities are. Thomas has said the county is too large for 3 people to manage a $600 million to $700 million budget for almost 400,000 residents. It really is about good governance. It's about better representation, and it's about giving people a voice in how their county is run, she told CBS Colorado. The petition poses 2 questions, whether to expand to 5 commissioners, and if voters agree, whether to elect all 5 by district or 3 by district plus 2 at large. Marshall noted that Weld County uses the 3+2 model and El Paso County elects 5 by district, both of them conservative counties. The petition follows Marshall's effort in the legislature. His bill, HB 26223, titled Modification of County Commissioner Elections, passed the House before dying in the Senate. For counties over 70,000, the measure would have required commissioners to be elected by district, ending at-large voting, and required 3-member boards to refer the expansion question to voters each census year. A 5-member board would elect either 5 commissioners by district or 3 by district, plus 2 at-large chosen by a ranked voting method. Douglas County is not the only place testing the reform. In Boulder County, a coalition called Big Tent BOGO pursued the identical 3-5 change by petition, facing its own signature deadline on July 14, the Left-Hand Valley Courier reported. The petition arrives amid friction between residents and the all-Republican board. In April, the Colorado Court of Appeals ruled that the commissioners violated the Colorado Open Meetings Law in the run-up to a failed 2025 home rule election, Colorado Politics reported. Marshall was one of 3 plaintiffs, along with former Commissioner Laura Thomas and Julie Gooden. The court remanded the case to the trial court, and the county has asked the Colorado Supreme Court to review the decision. Marshall tied that history to his broader concern about process. We already have a lawsuit that we won in the Colorado Court of Appeals against the Douglas County Commission for doing stuff behind closed doors in violation of sunshine laws, he said. His objection, he added, is that the citizens should be involved in giving input on what they're willing to accept and in what process, rather than just trust us. Commissioner George Teal, a Republican, told CBS Colorado he would put a qualifying petition on the ballot. Two of the three current commissioners are term limited, Abe Layden this year and Teal in 2028. Whether voters get the chance to decide now rests on how many signatures the volunteers can verify before the clock runs out.
And now, Kim's perspective.
Structure matters. The founders understood that you cannot count on angels in government, so you build systems that protect liberty even when the wrong people hold power. A county of nearly 400,000 residents managing a budget in the hundreds of millions, with only three commissioners elected at large, concentrates far too much authority in far too few hands. When two votes can lock out the third and decisions get made behind closed doors, the people lose their voice. The citizens of Douglas County are asking for nothing more than a seat at the table and a real say in how they are governed, and that is worth their signatures and our attention. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.